It was a day for pomp and circumstance.
The Senate will be in order. The
prayer this morning. And in opening day speeches, leaders outlined some of their hopes for this session. That's even though Iowa has retained its divided legislature with Republicans in control of the House and Democrats at the helm in the Senate. And what some are calling a billion-dollar budget surplus may be a source of contention and not peace between the parties. Republican Speaker of the House Craig Paulson warns Republicans won't be saying yes to everyone who asks for more funds.
There are some who see the state's ending balance as a giant pot of money, and they've already begun devising ways to spend it.
But in the Senate, Democratic Majority Leader Mike Gronstahl says there's more than twice the required amount in the state's reserve funds, and it's time to spend more on the state's priorities. New Senate President Democrat Pam Yoakum wants to bring more people into the state federal health care system for the poor.
Right now, too many families risk the loss of their home and bankruptcy if a parent or spouse or child becomes ill. We can fix this problem, and we can do it right now.
But Republicans in the House say they're not likely to bring more Iowans onto Medicaid when in the future that will fall on state coffers. Governor Branstad will unveil his legislative program during the condition of the state address, but he released his education plan ahead of time with a $187 million price tag.
Yes, we have good schools, with many committed, dedicated educators who work hard to serve our students. But they are stuck in a system designed for the 20th century, not the 21st century.
The program, to be phased in over 5 years, includes higher salaries and a lighter load for new teachers and financial incentives to attract top high school graduates into teaching. Prospective educators would spend more time student teaching. And over the next 3 years, Iowa would revamp teacher evaluation so student achievement would be taken into account. Ranking Democrat on the House Education Committee, Sharon Steckman of Mason City, wonders if the governor's program will get the money it needs.
Definitely. Last year we began with $40 million. It was pared down quite a bit, but how much did we end up spending? $2 million. Well, when the rubber hits the road, it's where's the money?
But Steckman predicts the governor's ideas will get a warmer reception this year because of all the studies of education reform over the summer and fall. That's even though, by some counts, legislators were underrepresented on the task forces. One big conflict may become apparent right away. Governor Branstad says he wants education reform passed before schools get a single dollar of new money for next year. One Democrat said that's not cooperative talk. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.